Welcome back, friends, to another edition of the Amber May Show. I am so glad you're here with me because I have an update for you. Lloyd Brunson, you might have remembered Lloyd Brunson. He had a major Supreme Court case, and he did that in around December, and there was this big thing at the Supreme Court about holding our elected officials accountable to their oath of office. So we have an update with Lloyd Brunson today. So please like, share, and subscribe. That'd be great. I always add more content to Telegram, so please join me on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and Clout Hub. So join me there. Also, if you believe in what I'm doing and would like to become an angel investor, the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com, click the donate button, and donate whatever you feel you can donate, or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber, and that helps support the program. Always check out the links below. I have just added more discounts for you. So if you want natural skincare without all that junk, the link is in the description, and there's a discount code Amber May, so check that out. Also, you can go to the website at theambermayshow.com, hit the promos button, and you can find that there too. So I'm always trying to save you money, and we support each other. This is how we build a parallel economy. So coming up right now is Lloyd Brunson. So excited to have Lloyd Brunson back on the show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with me and my audience. I appreciate you so much.
It's great to be here. I appreciate you and your audience.
Well, one thing I loved about learning about what you and your brothers were doing was the fact that regular people can do anything. We don't have to have a special title, a special degree. And that's what your story really meant to me. It was empowering people to realize they are one person and they can matter and they can do something to make a difference. And that's what I thought was so powerful about what you and your brother have been doing at the Supreme Court. So what's the latest going on?
The latest is we're in the second petition, and this is historical. We have the Supreme Court clerk for 11 years was the counsel for the Supreme Court. And he, and I don't know how many of the justices, have to determine whether they will allow a Rule 11 petition to even be filed, okay? They've never allowed one in the history of their careers as justices. And the last one that was allowed was in the 70s. So when we decided to skip the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which is mandatory, you can't go to the Supreme Court and skip the 10th Circuit, skip the final court. It'd be either the state Supreme Court or a circuit court. So we took a chance and we sent it off to them under their Rule 11, and they allowed it to be filed and docketed. So we're excited. This is the first petition for writ of certiorari under Rule 11 allowed to be filed ever by someone representing himself in the history of the court. And this is what it looks like. And it's perfect bound. It's available. We printed extra copies. So people, it's an expose on the Constitution, really, on the oath of office. So it's available at 7discoveries.com, along with this powerful companion book, pocket-sized book that exposes and promotes the power clauses that we've used some of in this petition.
Now, let's refresh our memory about Rule 11, because some people have never seen you before or heard from you. You could always go back to the first episode that I did with Lloyd, but just to catch everyone up, what is Rule 11?
Well, my brothers brought two federal lawsuits against members of Congress and those that participate in certifying the electoral vote before a simple 10-day investigation. When you have 145 members of Congress saying, hey, I think we should investigate, well, this could be an attack from domestic or foreign enemies if we don't investigate, like an iceberg. You don't just look at the tip, right, and go, that's not big enough to worry about. And that's what they did. They looked at the tip and says, oh, this is nothing to worry about. They should have paused for a 10-day investigation to fulfill their oath that they swore to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And in order to defend the Constitution against enemies, you'd better darn well check into evidence, especially presented by 145 members of Congress, that we've been attacked through our election system. And so they failed to do that. And so we brought a federal lawsuit against them, not because of the outcome of the election, but because they created a huge security breach, allowed a huge security breach. They violated their oath. So we're suing 388 defendants for violating their oath of office, including a sitting president and vice president Mike Pence and 385 now either current or former members of the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Wow. And that's the case that has been allowed under Rule 11. They had to determine, the court had to determine that it was of imperative public importance to do it. And they did it. They filed it. They denied a hearing a few days ago. Now we have one more chance for a conference to convince them that we need a hearing and it needs to be publicly notified on the docket. Now, my brother's petition was denied too, but it's on the shelf. The Supreme Court under Rule 11 can bring that out at any time. If they feel like things get so bad that that's their last hope, they've got to do something. They have that in their arsenal. Now they have a second one. And this was denied a few days ago. The first time we're going for a conference. We'll file that motion within a few days. And we have the summer to raise awareness. Now, President Trump knows about my brothers. He retruth and truth his comments about it. It's the same results of an act of war. That's why it's so important, because the victor puts in their leader, right? And so for him to get involved and support the first one, we believe he's going to, and I may have an opportunity to meet him in the middle of the month here.
Oh, I would be so jealous.
I've been invited to, we'll see if that happens. Invited to go to West Palm Beach and to see if we can make that happen.
If
he gets behind it, and Tucker Carlson, I've been put in touch with him, so he's reviewing and seeing what's happening. If they get behind this, we could get 100 million letters. Can you imagine 100 million letters all in unity saying, we support a binding oath? Hey, you guys, you need to realize that Article 6 of the Constitution is very clear with the words, they shall be bound by oath to this Constitution. And the fact that they've given themselves immunity and they're hiding behind immunity violates that part of the Constitution that they've sworn to obey and uphold. And even state statutes, perjury statutes, exclude politicians and the oath of office. And our move with We the People is to strip the immunity and start holding our representatives as accountable as our military that laid down our lives for this Constitution.
You know what I'm hearing your lawsuit is mostly about? There is no mechanism for us to hold these people accountable when they violate the oath of office. And what I'm hearing is this lawsuit is kind of putting the ball in the Supreme Court, but also our court too, because how else are we going to ever hold them accountable for violating the oath that they swore to defend?
This opportunity to show the Supreme Court a support of the most important clause in the Constitution, they shall be bound by oath, is an incredible opportunity. The letters, in 2 minutes, you can do a letter at LloydBrunson.com digitally, your own message, your own signature with another form letter. It gets printed and folded and put in an envelope and postage put on it and individually mailed to the Supreme Court. It becomes a permanent filed part of history. And you can tell your grandkids you were part of that movement to raise awareness of the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution, and to hold our justices' feet to the fire and to support them in doing something to get us back on track with a binding oath.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you. So was it like a really big disappointment when it didn't work the first time? I mean, how did your family?
Of course, we're hoping, but gosh, any war, it's like no one succeeds the first time. I mean, right. That's why you're allowed 3 strikes in baseball, right? So for people to say, oh my gosh, strike one, oh, we quit. It's like, no, come on, America. Let's get behind this and let's go to the end. And so we've had 2 denials. We've had 3 denials now. We have 2 petitions. We have another federal lawsuit coming up that could be at the Supreme Court within weeks. And it's awakening America. And that's what it's about. When America wakes up to the fact that we have a binding oath and they've given themselves unconstitutional immunity, just that knowledge alone and that message alone from millions or hundreds of thousands, so far about 80,000. And if that reaches the millions, believe me, the Supreme Court will get it, because we're their employer. We are the ones that they are working for. And if we show them that they need to do a better job, they have no choice but to do a better job.
Now, I don't know if you are familiar with this or not, but I was told that they didn't even have enough to make quorum when Pence was taking this vote on whether or not
there were a lot of, yeah, there are a lot of suspicious things that happened and things that were wrong having to do with Radcliffe and others where they just really, and that would come into, see, we're also asking that the defendants be referred over to the Department of Justice. If we end up with a new Department of Justice, then they could go ahead and investigate why they wouldn't investigate, why they passed up a simple 10-day pause. But, you know, the message Congress was trying to tell us, they were spinning it. They were saying, oh, we have a constitutional obligation to certify. That is correct. But with that obligation, you better make sure that what you're certifying is certifiable. And they didn't do that. And they misled us by making us think that, oh, it's just up to the states to decide if they're certifiable or not. But no, it's treason and insurrection and fraud. It's a legal term, vitiates everything. In other words, when the justices have an attack at their doors, they shouldn't sit back and look for excuses in the Constitution to not do their job. And that's what they did. And they need to be removed. They really need to be removed or at least reprimanded. And this needs to be fixed so it never happens again.
Right, because there was enough constituents out there across the country that reached out to their congressperson and said, hey, there is something very wrong here. I mean, it was not just an Arizona thing. It was like nationwide people were
reaching out.
There, you know, so they had an obligation. And what I think about when I'm hearing you speak is I'm thinking on a local level here in Arizona, we had two counties, Mojave County and, I can't think of the other county, South Santa Cruz, I want to say. It was south of, on the border, I think it's Santa Cruz. They didn't want to certify the election before they could literally canvass. And then they were told that if they do not just certify, and when they meant canvasses, they actually wanted to go look at the ballots themselves. If they were going to put their stamp of approval on the election, they wanted to check out the election for themselves. And as you and me, as constituents, that's what we expect them to do. We've been assuming this whole time that the people who run the elections, which is at the county level, actually certify the vote because they've actually gone through it. They've seen it. They've inspected it. And everything is on the up and up. What we have found out is that is not the case. And one of the county board of supervisors I spoke with said other county supervisors or whatever they call them at the county level, reached out to him and said, you know what? We've had to rubber stamp these too. No one's ever given us the ballots to check out. But these people, these two counties that wanted to actually check the election, check the ballots, they were threatened by then Secretary of State Katie Hobbs that they were going to be put in prison. And so that scared them. And for whatever reason, I believe they complied eventually to canvassing the vote, meaning they signed off on it saying it's certified now. And now you can count these votes. So all the people, the middle America was saying to our representatives, just make sure everything's on the up and up. And if everything's on the up and up, we can accept defeat, you know, or the people would be happy their candidate actually won. When things are left in question, it is really hard to accept the person they are deeming as that person in office.
Absolutely.
It's hard for Arizona people to accept Katie Hobbs as governor because there's been so many things questioning her election. If they checked it out and everything was on the up and up, we could accept her easily as governor. Okay, so better luck next time.
Yeah.
This is the same thing on the federal level.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news.
Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout.
Hey guys, this is Pastor Greg Locke, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
So I wanted to introduce you to a company that makes really healthy personal care products, and that is Hero Soap Company. I love Hero Soap Company. This is my favorite scent. It's called The Meadow. It smells amazing. Oh, so nice and clean. You're getting real. So good. You're getting healthy products because did you know in the personal care products they put a lot of garbage in there that disrupts the hormones and other things? Well, this is all clean products. You're supporting a company that's American-made product. It's co-owned by a veteran. And what I love about this company is they also support veterans and first responders with purchases of their soaps. So if you go to herosoapcompany.com, use promo code AMBERMAY at checkout, you're going to save yourself some money. So we're supporting a patriot-owned, veteran-owned, American-made soap company right here. We're supporting them. You're getting a discount and you're getting healthy, clean products to use on your body at home. So herosoapcompany.com, promo code AMBERMAY at checkout. You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress. And then they didn't do that.
Uh-huh. And then they complain about election deniers. Well, if they want to get rid of election deniers, allow the investigations to happen.
Maybe
Katie
that.
Hobbs and some others should be named in an action as defendant. Mm-hmm.
There's an effort in Arizona.
That might just happen because they're going to be held accountable at some point.
At some point, yeah. I think the time is getting short for these fake elections to keep going, because now you and I and a whole bunch of other people have been showing over and over again that they're not following election laws. They're not following laws.
That's right.
And that's what the laws are for, just to make sure everything is fair and square, that, you know, legal votes get counted. And what does that mean, a legal vote? And they clarify what is a legal vote and what constitutes a legal vote. And so there's laws in place to protect our right to vote.
And that's Article 6 of the Constitution, where they're bound as well. All the state officers are bound by oath to this Constitution. And in order to be bound, there has to be liability and responsibility. And the responsibility and the liability will come out with those that have taken actions the way they have, violating their oath. It's going to catch up to them.
I think so, too. And, you know, for a while, I was worried about President Trump running for office. I said they stole his election one time. How is he going to win it this time? We haven't fixed election integrity. I know we haven't in Arizona. But I have a feeling, what's the difference between now and then? As we've had 3, going on 4 years of showing people across the country the massive fraud that's going on in states with elections. Yeah. And I feel that because there's been more awareness and awakening, and thanks to what you and your brothers are doing, being part of that solution and not the problem, but being part of the solution, part of waking people up, realizing someone like you, someone like me, a nobody and nothing that has no titles, no fancy money behind them, can do something. I think that's a powerful message. Great. And now if they were to do it again on that grand scale, I just don't think it will work. I just don't. I think there'll be enough people to raise holy hell that they'll have to do something about it. It's just my gut feeling, and I hope it's right.
Well, me too. And our military, their number one job is to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That is their number one priority job to do. So we're going to be launching a campaign where we're going to figure out who to send letters to, maybe some generals, I don't know, to remind them that they've taken an oath, that they're bound by oath to this Constitution, and that they can't just go by military law and ignore the Constitution that they've sworn to uphold and defend. So that's going to be a campaign we'll launch here soon too as well.
That's a powerful message that you're sending out, because I don't know if you picked up on what happened in Ukraine recently with the Wagner group, but there was an uprising with a private military organization, and some of the Russian soldiers left and started joining the Wagner group. And I thought that was interesting. It just got my head spinning for a minute. Yeah. What if it got so bad, right, that we finally had military men that said, you know what, that is not the correct, that's not the correct president. That's not the correct chief officer. So I don't take my orders from them.
Right.
And started...
They would need to go to their officers and show them the oath and the Constitution, remind them. And when they're doing things like enforcing vaccinations on their own military personnel, which is unconstitutional, then they're violating the Constitution and they're supporting an insurrection, or they're supporting enemies of the Constitution as well. So it's about awareness. Once enough of the military understands and wakes up to this, and a lot of them just need to be reminded. So I've seen people where they had to be reminded. You know, if you had a will, you had an uncle that promised you $10 million, but the will had already been written, but he promised that to you and he put it in the addendum and you didn't know it. And you show up to the attorneys, the meeting to read the will, and you're not in it. You're going to walk away empty handed unless you have a copy, unless you know that addendum, all you have to know is that little piece right there that in the addendum, and you show that to the attorneys. There's no way that they can say it's not there. And that's the way it is with the Constitution. That's the letter campaign. We're showing America's waking up and showing the Supreme Court and the world that we are on to awareness of Article 6 requiring, demanding a binding oath, and they've given themselves immunity, and this has got to be corrected.
That Wagner thing just made me dream. I just had a small dream. Not that I'm saying I want a private military to take over. I'm not saying that. But I just thought of what would that feel like if one day they didn't have control of the military because the military was like, you know what? I'm going to side with the people.
Yeah,
I work for the people.
Well, the Constitution, they side with the Constitution, which is the government of the people, and that would do it. And so
world? That, I mean, it's who knows, kind of exciting to think of dreaming.
The letter campaign could make a huge difference with the military. So we need to remind them that they have a contract, you know, but they have their number one responsibilities to defend the Constitution of the United States. And they should never think military law replaces the Constitution. No, absolutely not. There are people out there saying that. I can't believe it. And so
they have indoctrinated the military people to think that the rights don't apply to them. And That's not right.
Yeah. And there are people that are saying military law over the Constitution. It's like, that's ridiculous. The purpose for the military law is to defend the Constitution of the United States, which is the binding contract between the states. The signatures on the Constitution are the representatives of the states. It's an agreement and a contract between the states. And that's what the federal government, and that's what it was supposed to defend. And that's the purpose for the military, is to defend that document at all costs.
I bet you got a real good lesson, a hard lesson in Constitution. I mean, now that you and your brothers have been fighting at the Supreme Court, I mean, I think it would serve us all if we kind of dove into the Constitution, not just the U.S. Constitution.
This is my book. It's like a course in and of itself. It has the Constitution in it and questions and answers, and it highlights those powerful clauses. And that's available at 7discoveries.com along with this historical petition. We let people have them together. If they want a copy, they can go to 7discoveries.com. But that little book is an amazing education on the Constitution. It's the most revolutionary, relevant book ever published on the Constitution for today, what we're experiencing. And that's available at 7discoveries.com.
I think it's a great tool to have, and I think we need to look over and see, because
If they take away, which they've already done, okay, they destroyed the right to vote because they've already installed whoever they wanted to install. And that was very apparent, especially in Arizona. They took that one away, at least for that election. Now, I have videos of President Obama on his campaign trail saying election frauds have been happening for quite some time. If they can take that away, we saw them try to cancel culture us, try to kick us off of social media platforms, silence us. Then they take away your First Amendment right. Then they try to close the church down for COVID.
Yeah.
Try to take, again, another First Amendment right away. Where does it end?
Like, well, if everyone that goes to 4th of July parades would take a little of that spirit with them and resist and say, look, you took an oath to this. You have an obligation and we're going to hold you responsible. Look at the oath. Look at your oath. Did you sign your oath? And if that action had taken, would be in a different America right now. When those lockdowns started to happen, if people, just the number of people that go to parades would just simply open up and say, you have an obligation here. Where's your oath? Let's read it. And you're violating it right now. We're going to hold you accountable. We're not going to comply. If that had happened, we would be much further ahead than we are now. So it's about Thomas Jefferson said the key, the solution to constitutional abuse is education. What kind of education? The what is in the Constitution. So knowing that the oath is binding, that's a huge, powerful education right there. You are educated. You go to Article 6 and see that it's binding, and you know that they've given themselves immunity. That's an amazing, powerful bit of knowledge. Just those few seconds of knowledge right there to move forward.
I'm and glad you mentioned education. One thing that they've done is they have made our country illiterate. They took phonics out of schools and sight words or whatever this new way of teaching is called these days. And they have literally destroyed the literacy in America. And I think that's by design.
They did it with money. They had the money. And that's the focus of another focus in my book. They have absconded with, they have embezzled trillions of dollars from the Treasury through the Federal Reserve System. And that's what's funding all this horrible stuff. These little tiny insignificant perverted groups, we wouldn't even know they existed if the funding hadn't come in to use them to destroy what we have. And so
isn't the Federal Reserve unconstitutional too?
The Federal Reserve is a private corporation. Right. And they have, even if they were following their own rules, they would have to return trillions of dollars to the Treasury just following their own rules. They have embezzled based on their rules, based on their nonprofit status. They have violated their own nonprofit status to the tune of more trillions than equal the federal debt. I focus on that as well in this little book.
And that's my point exactly, because the Treasury was supposed to be handled by the House of Representatives. Okay. The House of Representatives handles the purse, handles the money, handles the finance. Right. They're supposed to be the one who prints money.
That's
how is it that a private company got the money system taken away from we the people? How is it that a private bank is allowed to print money?
That's right. You understand.
You know what I mean? Because it's constitutional.
You know what happened? They funded politicians. They funded Woodrow Wilson to get that power. And now our Congress believes that they deserve the power. So we've got to wake them up to that as well. Mm-hmm. And that information about that is in my little book.
Because that is a powerful piece. This private bank who wants to introduce central bank digital currency so that they can control every aspect of our life.
Well, they already have digital currency. All they have to do is, it would be very easy for them to just make us. We all have a digital credit card, right? And we can't use Federal Reserve notes, can't use U.S. notes, can't use anything else. And then they've got us. So we're on the brink right here. So we've got to wake up and stop this nonsense before it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So it's important what you're doing, waking people up, teaching people about the Constitution, showing them a path that they could be a middle America person. You don't have to have a lot of degrees. You don't have to have clout. You don't have to have titles behind your name, and you can still do something.
Yeah.
Local action creates national impact.
Right. I tell people, just go to LloydBrunson.com, watch the video, and then share the video with a friend. Or if you have a leader, know someone that leads a congregation or an organization, show it to them and ask them to show it to their group. That little 5-minute video is a huge, huge educational piece. You'll know a ton of stuff just from that 5-minute video. And then you go down below it, and in 2 minutes, you can actually act on your knowledge that the oath needs to be binding, and you can act with your signature and a little message to the Supreme Court justices to support this Rule 11 petition.
So the letter that we send to Supreme Court, is that LloydBrunson.com or 7Discoveries?
You go there. You go LloydBrunson.com, and that'll show you how to do that. 7Discoveries.com, you can get a copy of the books, and you can do that there. But this, the LloydBrunson.com is where you watch the video and you send a letter to the Supreme Court. And you can be any age to do it. You can be anywhere in the country to do it. So it's a powerful educational piece. And it's just, I'm so excited about the educational aspect of this. It's just reminding people it's like if you signed a contract and you forget, and the person you signed a contract with shows it to you, you'll remember. And if you're honest, you'll back up and you'll take action, right? It's like agreements. That's why they put them in writing. Our Congress has forgotten there's a contract there. Some of them intentionally violate it, but some have forgotten. We're reminding them with this lawsuit, with this petition at the Supreme Court, and with a letter campaign.
You know, that letter campaign to me would be powerful. If I was a Supreme Court justice and I kept seeing letter after letter after letter, because I know that they've gotten hundreds, if not thousands, of letters. I would think that
80,000. They've received 80,000 letters so far. They've received.
That's amazing. I'm just surprised they haven't sided with the people then.
Because that's why that is the court decided that without all the 9 justices. And I believe they allowed this to be filed under Rule 11 because of those letters. So the letters are working. Just the awareness alone. But here's some action we see that's working. The federal court unfiled my case and blocked it and told me it was deficient. And I showed them their oath. I showed them the Constitution through my pleadings. And what did they do? They didn't do anything until I took them to task. I took the court to court, the 10th Circuit. I took them to the 10th Circuit. Then I took them to state court. And after that, they reversed their decision and refiled my case, reissued the summonses, and we were able to move forward. So we had a victory in the federal court when they unfiled my case and tried to stop us. And the victory was because we showed them their oath, like we're showing the justices now, like we're going to show the Congress, like we're showing the world, that now America's waking up to the fact that there's a binding oath and it needs to be enforced.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money.
Hey everybody, this is Cash Patel and you're watching The Amber May Show.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20. Maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at epswealthmanagement.com.
That's Edward Paul Sam, wealthmanagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like them to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Thiebold a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I agree. It does need to be enforced. So I love giving action steps to my listeners, because people often feel like, I don't know what to do. What do I do next? So what I'm hearing you say is go to LloydBrunson.com and sign a letter so that it will go straight to the Supreme Court. And while you're there, you can pick up that book, the two books.
There's a link down below. It'll take you to 7discoveries.com. They're separate websites. One is okay. Dedicated to the letters.
So the 7discoveries has the booklets.
Yeah, 7discoveries.
Either way, I'm sure you can get back to either website from.
Yes, there are links on both to go back and forth. Absolutely.
What do you think people can do at the local level, Loy?
This is it, because it affects the local level. You strip the immunity and it goes right down to the local level. Remember, the Constitution states that every federal, state, and local official shall be bound by oath to this Constitution. That includes every attorney, every judge, every city council, and every city mayor and county. They've all taken an oath to the Constitution. So the contract is there. We just need to show it to them. What I would suggest, another fun thing to do, and it would be an educational thing to do, is ask them how their oath is binding. You could say, you took an oath to the Constitution. Article 6 states that you shall be bound by oath. How are you bound by oath to the Constitution? And then just be quiet and listen to what they say, and watch them, watch their brains work, and try, and they'll start thinking about something they probably never thought about in their whole career, or in their life, for that matter. And that's a huge step forward.
Huge step forward, because you know what? They are also attacking the school system, the education part, because they're not teaching kids civics like they used to.
Right. Yeah. And if you're bound by oath to support and defend it, support it means teach it. And so they should be teaching it. And the fact that they're not, they're violating their oath. So this oath is such a huge beginning. It's such an action call. That's so simple. If you've got 2 minutes and a computer, you can get in there and take a look at the video. And if that inspires you, see how the letter inspires you, and then sharing it with others, you'll get on a roll. And if you can get a pastor or a leader of a congregation or a club, an organization, to show it to their group, and you're there, look what you're doing. My gosh, it's just an incredible, it's just there. It's so easy. Watch the video and then show it to your group. And I want to be there too, to participate in the letter writing campaign with our smartphones and our laptops.
Wonderful. I like how easy you made it, because
volunteers did it. Some incredible volunteers did it. Mike Huckabee's producer put that video together. It has Jimmy Stewart in it. It's a great little 5-minute piece that really shows you what's going on.
So that's at LloydBrunson.com.
You just scroll down a little bit. There's a square and then an arrow in it, and that's the video.
Okay, great. Maybe I'll show it on the show today.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Do. Interviewers are doing that. They like to show that before I come on, or at some point in the show. They like to show that.
Great. Okay. Well, Loy, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you for keeping us up to date on what's going on with your case and what's going on with your brothers and the things that you have coming up. If people want to contact you, can they do that on your website, LloydBrunson.com?
Absolutely.
Are you on any social media platforms that they
can support? I'm on all of them. Yeah. I think if you look for Brunson Brothers, I think on Twitter, Brunson Brothers SCOTUS official. I forgot. I should have a list of all of them. But yeah, I'm on Twitter and Telegram, and even I even have a TikTok. I think the
Look at you.
Yeah, TikTok. Exactly. I have someone that's taking care of that for me. And I think we have like 375,000 views on one of them. And another one's coming up to reach that amount as well. So that's exciting to see people become aware of this important stuff.
So exciting. Well, I want to thank you guys for fighting so hard for me and for my neighbors. And I appreciate you and all the hard work you and your brothers are doing. So thank you so much. Like, you coming on the show really meant a lot to me.
Thank you. And thanks for having me, Amber.
You take care.
You too. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Imagine you have the power. As people around the world have had enough. Corruption in governments, lies in the media, personal interest over the people's interest. Is there any chance that we, the people, can restore our republic?
It's amazing that the Constitution is set up in such a way for the people to go to the most powerful branch of government, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States.
I heard of this new name, Loy Brunson, and I listened to Loy.
I'm thinking, gosh, this is crazy what's happening in America. Here are 100 members of Congress that are claiming with evidence that there is a concern that needs to be investigated.
On behalf of petitioners of Loy Brunson and We the People, it's a grassroots organization involving citizens across the country.
But I was like, no, that can't be true. That can't be true.
Loy Brunson's strategy works this way. After the 2020 election, hundreds of citizens and elected lawmakers stepped forward with evidence of misconduct, malfeasance, and criminal behavior during that election. Well, Brunson's argument is that Congress was constitutionally required to investigate this evidence due to their oaths of office, in which every member swears to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And so we're not suing about the outcome of the election. We're not suing to put someone in office. We're suing to remove the security breach. And the security breach is every single member of Congress that refused to do their job and defend this country.
Are you kidding me? And I'm literally going on the Supreme Court website and I downloaded the case that he was referring to. Holy cow, this is like everything. Of all the anxiety that we all have, all the prayers that have gone towards, you know, asking for God's intervention somehow, some way, you know, bring his vengeance. Because these people, these evil people, are overthrowing our country.
We're part of We the People, right? And so when you petition for a redress of grievances, you don't petition to the Congress. You don't petition to the president. You petition through the courts. And then the final court of the land, the Supreme Court of the United States, is the final say on that petition for redress of grievances. And that's what we've been able to do.
In 1939, Jimmy Stewart played an all-American patriot, Mr. Smith.
I can't help feeling that there's been a big mistake somehow.
Mr. Smith, fighting for we the people and our Constitution.
I don't think I've ever been so thrilled in my whole life. And that Lincoln Memorial. Gee whiz. And Mr. Lincoln, there he is. He's just looking right straight at you as you come up those steps. Just sitting there like he was waiting for somebody to come along.
Swearing in of the Senate that designates the order of business. The gentleman will raise his right hand. You solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that you will bear true faith.
Article 6 of the Constitution requires every one of them that have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution to be bound by that oath. And to be bound by that oath, you are responsible. You are liable.
So help you God.
I do.
Senator, you can talk all you want.
It's amazing that the Constitution is set up in such a way for the people to go to the most powerful branch of government, and that is the Supreme Court of the United States, to correct the errors and the problems that have happened.
Basically, this would be the Supreme Court voting to just completely purge the U.S. government and reform the U.S. government.
Never before have we seen the Supreme Court have as much power as they have right now because of the set of circumstances. They're literally, they can go behind closed doors and do what they need to do and do what's right.
We produce this video and hope to inspire and empower you and showing you how the power can be restored back to the people. But today, you can leave a legacy for generations to come that you were part of restoring our constitutional republic. Thousands of letters are being mailed to the United States Supreme Court in support of this Brunson case. Please mail your letters today and even invite your children to write letters and be a part of this historic moment. Share this with friends and family. Invite organizations, companies, one voice standing up, speaking out, and taking action for we the people and our constitutional republic, proving that the pen is mightier than the sword.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything as skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com. Promo code Amber May and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.